amazing story. You ask about our testimony. I used to know about Jesus when I was 18, but I was never born again. I felt a call on my life, but I said, no, I can't do it. I wanted to drink and party, go into business world, all that stuff. Till I was 45, I made excuses. I dabbled in churches. I saw the hypocrisy. I ran in and out. When I was 45, her and I were together. I was 45, and I said, I'm done. I can't run from God no more. I got to do this. And I know, I said to God, I said, I'm going to go home and I'm going to tell my wife, I'm going to follow Christ. And I said, even if I lose her, she's probably going to leave me, because she will tell you she was a feminist, worldly, partying woman. Yeah, she was a wicked feminist. Oh, and I said, Lord, I will leave. If she leaves me, I said, I will leave that life and I will follow you. I came home and I preached the gospel to her. The first person I ever preached the gospel to repented and said, I want to be born again. I want to serve Christ. That was 16 years ago, and we worked for a long time. We saved up. We became debt-free, and we started doing ministry the first year, and then about 4 years ago, we went into van life. I think you told them we're van dwellers.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yep, and we don't take money from people. I'm retired now, and we just travel and live real frugal and preach the gospel all over America to give people hope. There's no hope in this. This all comes to an end.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah, I like what you're doing. I mean, good. I like your beer. I'm going to catch you pretty soon here.
Test yourself to our gospel. Email me. Let me know I can help you, all right? We love you, neighbor. Test yourself. Come out. Seek Christ. He's worthy.
Amen.
Sister Ahmed.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome. We got to tell our testimony about what happened with our life, right?
Yeah.
In the middle of, like, we're in like a middle, we're standing right under,
We're
under the pineapple drop. I'll take a picture of it. And we're witnessing to people and just giving them the hope. This is like a temporal thrill this night. We know all about it.
But what
are we doing? We're giving them the hope.
Oh, you know what? This is the hope I wanted. Even though when I was doing all this stuff, the flesh loved it, but inside I was crying out for something. It was a hopeless life, and I knew it.
Amen.
This is the hope we get to offer to somebody who might be like us.
Amen. Maybe we'll make a video about that so you can kind of get in the atmosphere, and we'll talk about that.